then to our oldest trigger. I think they might have actually appeared in the same video, but I think I used this coaster before the toaster coaster. Don't quote me on that. It sounds different with really long nails. Our scrunchy sponge that I bought for a Lorelei video and just kept around because I liked it so much. I'm doing almost no pressure on the sponge at all, just like the back is soft. It's microfiber cloth, but I don't mind touching it. It's a very squishy sponge. What I like about it is that you can squish it. The other side. A bit soft. But mostly I just like to scratch it. Our beloved toaster coaster. It's one of my absolute favorite sounds, and it actually always has been, even before I discovered ASMR. I always loved cork objects. I thought they were so satisfying, because to me, It's just like a softer wood, and I think wood is really satisfying as well. It's sponge and wood had a baby. Yeah, I really like fast tapping. And I think it sounds really good on the cork because it's so spongy. But you still get like that solid tap. I need a scratch too. Okay, are you ready? Toaster roaster. Sponge. Regular coaster. Salt shaker. Light. And earmuffs. Let's rank them. For me, my favorite will always be the toaster coaster. Then I gotta put the light. I love that light. Scratchy sponge. Salt shaker. Regular coasters. And I think the last thing is the earbuds. So now you have to decide which box you like the best. Whether it was box one, which was the snakeskin called polyester, scratchy spongies, the orange soft fabric, the cotton fabric, the fur, and the microfiber. Box number two, which were the solo cups, the cards, the kitty jar, the plastic jar, the light, on and off one, credit card, shaky egg, and fidget cube. Or box three, which is the toaster coaster, the light, the scratchy sponge, salt shaker, regular coaster, and earmuffs. So, if you did make it through this entire video, I would be blessed if you actually would let me know, because I'm curious. So, I hope you enjoyed this trigger test. I hope that it helped you realize what triggers you might like going forward, but I hope that it was an enjoyable experience in itself. So, thank you so much for watching, as always, and I'll see you in the next video.